This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. College students and their families this year have faced the steepest tuition increases in decades. Now comes word of changes in the federal government's biggest college aid program for low-income families, the Pell Grants. The changes could affect many students' eligibility to receive those grants. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Stories about the Pell Grant program squeezing out tens of thousands of needy college students first surfaced back in June. Researchers working for the U.S. Congress were trying to figure out what would happen if the U.S. Education Department used the more recent state tax tables to determine who would be eligible for Pell Grants. Dan Langan is a spokesman for the U.S. Education Department.
Calculating student aid is a very complex formula.
Here's how the formula works. The government looks at household income and expenses to decide how much a family can afford to pay for college. A key part of this formula is the amount of money the family pays in state and local taxes. The problem, says Langan, is that that formula was based on state tax tables that are at least 15 years old.
The department under the Higher Education Act was required to update the state-by-state tax tables, which we did in May of 2003. Since that was done, it's virtually impossible to determine what the impact would be because of the complexities associated with this issue.
The impact is not only clear, it's devastating, says Senator John Corzine, Democrat of New Jersey. He says the Education Department's own researchers found that next year, 84,000 students would no longer be eligible for the program, and even more would lose some money. Corzine says it all boils down to a big loss in funding for Pell Grants.
It is, in my view, exactly that, because when they implement these regulations, which, by the way, nobody, including themselves, had even reviewed in 10 years, it would cut the expenditures on Pell Grants about $270 million. And, you know, it comes at a time when tuitions are rising at 14%, and it's coming at a time when state and local taxes are rising dramatically, certainly cumulative over the last 2 years, upwards of 15%.
Corzine and 53 other senators have since passed an amendment that would block the changes in the eligibility formula for Pell Grants. It's an amendment, however, that could still be left out of the huge Health and Human Services Appropriations Bill that's now before a House and Senate Conference Committee, against Senator Corzine.
Sometime in the next 10 days, this conference committee will report back to both houses if they include my amendment, which was to block this regulation from being implemented. Then those 84,000 students that would have gotten the Pell Grants won't lose them.
If his amendment is defeated or left out, Corzine says needy students will suffer.
Just the opposite is true.
The U.S. Education Department's Dan Langan.
The Pell Grant program continues to grow both in funding and in the number of recipients. The Bush administration has invested more than ever before in Pell Grants.
This fight over Pell Grants, though, is only one of many skirmishes to come. With the price of college rising faster than family income, financial aid experts say it's only a matter of time before Congress is forced to deal with the growing gap between rising college costs and student aid, especially for low-income students. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.